Right, guys, so we're back from the break, and now we're going to talk about the blood. We're going to talk about no PG era. We're going to talk about fucking wrestling as we know it, as we remember it, as Master knows it before he stopped watching wrestling. You know, the wrestling that we all fell in love with, the brutality. But SmackDown first, so see what happened in SmackDown last week. And then we go, you can't hear me. You go, what's going on?
No, we can hear you. We can hear
you. You cut out for a bit, but you're back.
Oh, okay.
You're back.
I cut out, shit. Hopefully that doesn't happen again. I was saying, we're going to talk about SmackDown first, what happened last SmackDown, then we jump into Raw. You just want to go to the end of SmackDown?
Yeah, sure.
What happened before that? Right to the end. Straight to the end of SmackDown. So the end of SmackDown, we had the Tribal Chief and Cody Rhodes. We know the deal was that if Cody Rhodes would go on his own, you know, the Tribal Chief will go on his own and meet him at the ring before we got to the end of that part. What do you think about the change of words that happened between the Tribal Chief and Cody Rhodes?
Oh, man, it was great. You know, there was the promise of, like, if you turn up alone, then I'll turn up alone. And, you know, obviously Roman Reigns turned up with Paul Heyman as expected. But then after the exchange of words, where basically Roman Reigns put down Cody Rhodes and vice versa, then he gives the nod, and out comes Solo and Jimmy Uso in their hoods, and like, so Cody's like, oh, okay. And then Cody just does the nod, and, you know, next minute out comes Seth Rollins.
He starts laughing first.
Huh? And Jimmy and Jey Uso.
He starts laughing first.
Yeah, he starts laughing. So you know what? That showed is like, you know, I'm not an idiot. I didn't trust you. I kept the promise. If you turned up alone, I would have turned up alone, but you didn't turn up alone. So guess what? Neither did I.
Yeah.
So I thought it was a great ending. I don't know, Renzo, what did you think?
Man, I didn't expect any of that. I'm not expecting any of what's happening, right? Which is kind of crazy because I didn't expect that swerve from both of them. I thought it was just going to be straight up, all right, let's do this. This is it. And then, you know, when Roman and his crew came out, but then Cody had his crew ready, it was like, what? They were both expecting some, right? Or Cody was expecting something. So, man, it's freaking nuts. The way that they're coming up with this angle is, I don't know if they're planning it ahead or it's on the fly, but what they're doing is absolutely great, man.
It's absolutely brilliant. Like, they're definitely planning. Oh, yeah. I'm not saying they might not have some like switches, but they're definitely planning, man. Like, this is brilliant. This is brilliant writing.
Yeah, man. No, I love it, man. Yeah, it kept me on the edge of my seat, right? Yeah.
It's nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm really, my audio delay with you guys is so crazy. It's just so delayed. I'm trying to not crazy. What I'm going to do, I'm going to talk the part that I want to talk, and then you guys talk, because otherwise we're going to be here for like, it's going to be really, really bad with the audio. I know what's happening with the video. But it was crazy. Change of words. The ending, no one was expecting it. It's like you know, like in if like the end games, you know, the part with Thanos, same shit, you know, I'm not learning. Me neither. He comes to Portal. He comes fucking, you know, Seth Rollins. He comes Jimmy, Jay, and just the standoff. It was fucking nuts. But then we jumped to Raw, and in Raw we had so much to talk about. So much. But we start with Cody Rhodes and The Rock. Well, first Cody Rhodes on his own. Cody Rhodes starts talking shit to The Rock. But what I love the most about this, it was two things. First of all, it was as soon as The Rock's music hits, everything goes dark. You see the lightning, and then the camera goes back, and the light from behind the smoke, and The Rock is standing in the middle of the walking. He didn't walk from the back. He was standing in the middle. I got goosebumps as soon as I was like, oh, shit. It was so good. Just that moment, that presence of The Rock in her person, the leg from the back, it was just so... I don't think everyone's expecting The Rock to be there. Like, I'm here. I'm not even walking into it. I'm already here. I'm waiting for you. And then no mic in hand. I went back a few times. I still couldn't hear what he said. I know it says, tonight, blah, 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 I promise. And I said, and I tried to work out what it was, but at the end we figured out it was, I'm going to make you bleed. And I think that for me was crazy. I don't know what you think about that.
Yeah, man, like it was great. Like, okay, I know we're starting with that, but as you said, we've got a lot to talk about Raw. But, mate, that brutality at the end, like, and when, like, they come outside, like, actually, well, I read his lips. I went back and I read his lips, and you could actually see him say, tonight, I'm going to make you bleed. And that's what he did. But when they were fighting out the back, like, he's taking, like, aluminium garbage bin, a trash can shots to their head, like not putting his hands up. It's like, that's old school, man. I was like, what the hell? This is fantastic. And then they knock open those doors and it's raining. Like you couldn't set that up, man. Like it's pouring rain. Like he slams him against the bus. He cuts him open. It was an old school blading, man. Like I loved it. It was great. Like the blood's gushing out. With the rain mixed with the blood mixed with the water, it makes it flow even more. And look, you know, I look as much as I'm a t-shirt and jeans guy, I can definitely appreciate the finer things in life. And Cody Rhodes suits are like, mate, tailor-made shirts, French cuffs, tailor-made suits, three-piece suits. And Rock was just ripping that shit, man, like ruining it, slamming him against the bus again and saying, oh, look at you now, look at you now. You know what it reminds me of? You know, remember Scarface? When there's that famous scene where he's in the car and the guy goes, blow the car up. And he goes, no, there's a kid in there. And the guy goes, blow the car up. And Scar and Tony Montana shoots him and then he goes, I said to you, no kids, but look at you now, you stupid fuck. Look at you now. Like, that's a bad Scarface impression. But that's what it reminded me of, man. Like, look at you now. This is your fault, man. You fucked up. I'm doing this to you because of you. This is all on you. Oh, man. I'm getting, like, goosebumps now. Like, it was just chills. It was like watching, honestly, I thought I was watching SEW in the late 90s, man. I fucking loved it. And the fact that they're swearing in there, like, I know you don't have to swear to anything, but what it does, swearing adds to it. I know they bleep it out, but we all know what he said. And it just adds to the aggressiveness. It just adds to the violence, man. And, like, calling myself the voice of violence, that's for a reason. It's because I love that shit. And, like, they really brought it, man. Like, they just took it. Just when you think they've peaked, they can't take it any further, they just take it to another level, man. Like, they just – it's unbelievable. It's pro wrestling how pro wrestling should be. Like I said, fuck your bootios. Fuck your fucking pancakes. Let's kick some fucking ass. Let's see a crimson mask, and let's tell people to fuck off when they need to be told to fuck off. Renzo, what do you reckon?
Well said, man. Well said, man. Look, I absolutely loved it. I was shocked of the amount of blood. I know it was mixed with rain, and it made it look like it was even more blood than it was. I was shocked because this is, like Rod said previously, this is the end of the PG era, man. This is it. It's over. It's over. The years that we've suffered through that PG bullshit that they went through, it's done, man. So I'm happy that the direction that they're taking this, it's going to be brutal. I want to see this brutality that we used to see, you know, with Mankind, you know, Triple H, you know, those kind of matches, you know, with The Undertaker, you know, that kind of stuff. It was reminding me of Mars, you'll probably remember this from a famous documentary as well, Behind the Ropes, when The Rock was smacking out Mick Foley with a trash can and the kids were watching.
Beyond the mat.
Oh man, the brutality of it was, yeah, like you said, gave me chills, right? But it was great. Yeah. This is what you want to see. I want to see this more in WWE, man. We see it all the time in AEW and you kind of take it for granted, but when you don't see it for a really long time on a program, it amps you up, right? You know,
yeah, man. Yeah.
It definitely does.
And so then now that they belt, can, that built, man. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but that built. With that had Mama Rhodes on it with the Brahma Bull, and then he wiped the blood on it. Like if you listen, I listen to Cody Rhodes' song about minimum 10 times a day. All right. So one of the lyrics of that song called Kingdom by Downstate. Shout out to Downstate, great man. One of the lyrics is a banner made of pain. Now, that's what that belt is, man. That's a banner. It's got Mama Rhodes. It's got her name, and it's got the pain. It's got his blood, like he said, man. Like, I just got chills, man. Sorry, Renz. I interrupted you. No.
Yeah. All good. Yeah, no, man. And this is the kind of stuff that we want to see in WWE. I love this. The Rock is on fire. Absolutely. We've been talking about it for weeks, man. The stuff that he's been doing. That entrance is absolutely crazy. Probably one of the best entrances since Heel Rock. When, you know, with the city,
yes,
that entrance is badass. But this one, you know, it's probably his best entrance, man. Just gives you an electrifying feeling, right? You know, seeing badass Rock come back. Yeah, I loved it, man.
Look, one thing I'm gonna say, like, what happened here in terms of that take from the whole the Rock beating up, you know, Cody Rhodes and stuff. It's one thing. The Rock said to Cody Rhodes, on night two, I'm going to beat you up. With this belt, I'm going to make you bleed and I'm going to give it to your mom. Now, it's two things that kind of make me think that something is going to happen in WrestleMania. One, Cody Rhodes said, oh, The Rock told me something. He can't keep that promise. Because Cody Rhodes was taken back. I'm going to make you bleed tonight. He's like, why tonight? Like, kind of like, it's not meant to happen tonight. It kind of was really weird. And second thing, he beat him up at the end of the night. He grabbed his blood and tears, like he promised, The Rock promised, and put it on the belt for Mama Rhodes. Now, this was not meant to happen this Monday Night Raw. This was meant to happen night two of WrestleMania. So this is where I'm thinking too much into it, or there's something behind this, because The Rock said night two, I'll make you bleed. I'll put my hands, you know, with this, and I'll give it to Mama Rhodes, but did it before WrestleMania. So that's why it makes me think, what's happening here? What's going on? Why The Rock did it before? You know, why didn't do it on the night two as he promised?
Well, he promised he'd give Cody Rhodes' mother that belt with Cody's blood and Cody's tears on it. But he didn't say that it'd be from that night.
Mm. Good call.
Oh, he did. Remember he did say it when we're talking about when he did the recall before he got punched, when he's doing the whole song he did last week on SmackDown, he did say it, and he said it a few times. Night two, we're gonna beat you up.
They'll probably do it again.
He'll probably do it again. He's just thinking back. Even if he didn't say it, yeah, you're right. He promised it, but again, he's doing it before. When it's meant to be happening, Mama Rhodes gonna be in the ring on night two, you know. So he's doing it before that. What's the end game? But we know the Rock has been calling himself the final boss, which is puts him above Roman Reigns, which is a big thing.
Our audio is mixed. I don't mean to interrupt. Yes, and that's a very important term. The final boss, because finality infers that everything stops with him. Like, no matter, I don't care who you are, tribal chief, whatever, final boss, what I say goes, doesn't matter what you do, say, or think, I'm the final boss. And that's a very important term that he's describing himself as. You're right about that. Like we always say, man, no, this is the best part about this storyline is that we don't know. And that's what's so good about it, man.
We don't know what's going to happen at the end. We don't know where things are going. The Rock is going nuts, you know. He's brought back craziness back to wrestling, you know, wrestling is feeling amazing because of The Rock. Like, we got to say, we doubted so much that The Rock is coming to the story so late into it. We're like, why is he coming in so late? Why is this happening? But, bro, since The Rock stepped in, we forgot about everything before that. It's like The Rock has been there for months, you know? It's like The Rock has been building up this for, like, even a year. Like, it doesn't feel like The Rock hasn't been there. He made everything so much crazy, so much better, and now we can't wait to night one and night two to see whatever happened night one is going to also affect what's happening night two. So we don't know what's going to happen then. A lot in Brawley, we have seen some of the Samoan family coming into WWE. We've seen Jey Uso, you know, posting with some of his cousins. So we know there's more coming. We don't know when they're going to come, but just absolute brutality that the beginning and ending of Raw. So, fucking loved it to everything, man. Can't wait to the next SmackDown. Can't wait to what's happening next week, like this week in SmackDown. What's gonna happen? Because The Rock is gonna be there again, you know.
Yeah.
So we're gonna see. And moving from The Rock, I think we gotta jump to the CM Punk Drew McIntyre Seth Rollins segment, man. That also was absolutely beautiful. You know, Drew trying to be you know, it's 2024, and CM Punk is like, fuck you. Like, what are you talking about? If The Rock, and that's the thing, CM Punk, if The Rock is taking it to this level, I'm going to match him. So he's just saying all this crap, and he's fucking hilarious. Seth Rollins coming in, and CM Punk's like, Seth Rollins, you want to know what I think? And CM Punk's like, nope.
Nope.
That was just fucking great. Seth Rollins' face was like, what do I do now? Like, how do I continue this? Like, just completely cut him off. But just the whole segment was great. I just loved it. And we're going to have now CM Punk as a commentary during the Drew McIntyre and Seth Rollins match at WrestleMania. What do you guys thought about this segment?
Look, man, it was crazy. I didn't expect CM Punk out. Like, I didn't. And I think the night just got better, right? So, oh man, these three, wow. It was really, really cool to see CM Punk on fire as well. Like, he was like CM Punk of old, man. Just didn't give a shit and just told it the way it was. Drew McIntyre, you know, he wants to get his hands on him and, you know, beat the living shit out of him. And I can't wait till Punk recovers, man, so we can see some of these matches, man. You know, imagine a three-way, imagine Punk versus McIntyre or Punk versus Rollins, whatever happens, man. This is going to be great. I'm glad that they kind of maintain this story, and now they've thrown, you know, Drew in the mix with everything. So it's great, man. It's its own little nucleus of a story, you know, apart from the head of the table stuff. So yeah, I'm loving this. Even though Seth Rollins is part of, you know, the Cody Rhodes thing, I think, you know, he's going to be more involved in this. When is he going to drop the belt? I have no friggin' idea. The guy's the walking wounded at the moment. He needs to recover ASAP. But yeah, looking forward to whatever comes out of this.
Yeah, man, absolutely. I agree with what you've just said. I for one think he'll drop the belt at WrestleMania. I'm 99.9% certain of that. But we'll talk WrestleMania predictions next week, which is just the week before Mania. Again, what a great segment. Like, mate, like, Punk's injured, but WWE's done great to keep him relevant and bring him back. I mean, it was Chicago, so he could stand up there and talk gibberish and they'd still cheer the hell out of it. But he didn't talk gibberish. He went CM Punk on him. Like, there was the sarcasm. There was the it was like the razor sharp sarcasm that he's known for. And just Seth Rollins and Drew just, you know, stepping up and being equal with that, with their comments as well. It brought back a bit of the attention to the other title fight at WrestleMania, because so far, as you'd expect, there's been this overwhelming, like, attention on The Rock and the Bloodline and that story. But this is what truly brought the other title back into focus. And obviously they're intertwined because of what's happening on night one. But yeah, man, it was again the excitement is reaching all new levels in relation to that bout as well. And those three, and just not knowing how CM Punk's gonna get involved, because he will be involved somehow. Obviously he can't physically because he's still in rehab, he's still recovering from what is a serious injury, but he's gonna be involved somehow. I love that, you know, how can you be a referee, you can't count, and he got on the mat and he started like and then what he said to Jackie Redmond backstage, he's like, I did everything with my left arm, everything. And she's like, oh yeah, well thanks, you know. Thanks for that information. Yeah.
Fucking killed it. a bit too much, but he fucking killed it with that. Beautiful CM Punk watching him doing that, like showing that, hey, like he said at the beginning, yeah, my arm is injured, but my mouth is not. And we know what CM Punk is with a microphone, just better clear the way because he's going to talk and you're going to regret it. And he just absolutely give it to everyone. But there's two things we got to take away from this, which is one, Drew McIntyre, we saw him backstage in a segment when we saw The Miz and R-Truth. We saw him in the background arguing, because he's the main part, arguing with Paul Heyman.
You reckon he was arguing? Paul Heyman
kind of trying to make him understand. Ooh, yeah. Hey, he was arguing. He was arguing. Yeah. 100% he was arguing with Paul Heyman. That was an argument. He was telling something to Paul Heyman, really angry. So something was not meant to be happening that night that it happened, and Drew McIntyre wasn't happy about it. So Drew McIntyre has something to deal with the whole bloodline, and we can see it happening because it's not the first time they talk to each other. We also know Paul Heyman have talked to Rhea Ripley behind everyone's closed doors. So Rhea Ripley is still into this somehow, which brings my next point. We can't forget about Señor Money in the Bank. He is still in the picture. He's still there. He's still alive. He can pull off the great Seth Rollins, as Seth Rollins did it to Roman Reigns against Brock Lesnar, and just come and cash in that. And now, because all this happened, I would love for him to actually cash in for real and actually get the title off Drew McIntyre, because it will only keep building up the story with Drew McIntyre and Seth Rollins and bringing CM Punk in the middle. And how about we got these three going against each other to see who's going to go against Señor Money in the Bank? You know, who's going to go against Damian Priest now? And it brings the story together, all of them three. And it just stretches, because none of them have got the title now. So there's no title in between, but the feud continues. They still hate each other. They still want to rip each other apart. So I don't know what you guys think about that. There's two little things I wanted to add into this story.
Yeah, I like what you said. It's interesting. It makes sense. I'm not gonna give you my predictions for next week about Mania. I'm holding back. I'm still thinking about it. I'm still slow cooking them. And they change. I can tell you for free that they change probably on an hourly basis.
Yeah, man, you know, you're right. Damian Priest with the Money in the Bank. Yeah, you can't discount this guy. He's still got the Money in the Bank. And what's he going to do? Where's he going to pop up? Yeah. But the thing is that would they throw him in? I don't know, man. Worst things have happened. Can they throw him in for the Intercontinental belt? They could, potentially. It doesn't have to be the world championship. It could be like any belt. He could cash in for anything. What do you guys reckon?
No. I think we said it many times. I think we spoke about many times. It would be so stupid to kill this build-up of Señor Money in the Bank, because he's been involved in the Seth Rollins story with Finn Balor for a long time. He's been winning that title. That title is still on his, like, Damian Priest's eye. Like, everyone thinks he forgot about it, but no. He still has the maletín. He still walks around with the maletín. So he still has it there. He still has his eyes on Seth Rollins, and we know it's Seth Rollins, 100%. And we know, you know, Rhea Ripley, like I said, Rhea Ripley's talked to Paul Heyman. Drew McIntyre is talking to Paul Heyman. Drew has work with the Judgment Day. So they could be working into something, you know, into, hey, come in with the maletín, you know, you could try to it, help me out, fuck Seth Rollins, I get the title and you're next in line, you know? But also Damian Priest could go back in to say, yeah, next minute, he does that, knocks him out, knock both of them out, and actually walks out with the title, which would be great. Like, you just makes it so much greater, you know? Because it's what happened with Seth Rollins. We weren't expecting Seth Rollins to catch in that night when he did it against Brock Lesnar in Roman Reigns. We didn't expect it. No one expected it. Everyone forgot. He was relevant. He had the maritime. He always said, I'm the man in the man queener. But there was never in talks into, I'm going to cash it in tonight, or this. Everyone forgot about it. Because on top of that, he had that fight against Randy Orton that night. So, and it was just them two. So no, everyone forgot about Seth Rollins until we hear the music hit and we're like, what the fuck is happening? And he runs into a ring, gets that, and just the beautiful scene, him with the title in the hands, fireworks at the back, and just Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar's face in the ring, like, what just happened? Like, what the fuck? Like, Roman Reigns is like, you fuck me again. You know? Like, you did it with the Chio. Now you did it with me here. Like, what's going on, you know? And that's the other thing. The Roman Reigns keeps bringing up. And we got to be aware of that. Roman Reigns keep bringing up the fact that he was in the Chio with Seth Rollins. And he knows what Seth Rollins have done to him before. So he keeps bringing that up to Cody Rhodes as well. This is like, hey, you don't know. You know? We don't know. You know, he could do that again, you know, against, you know, Cody Rhodes. The reasons behind, who could know what the reasons are behind it? But I don't know. There's too many things happening in the background, which I love that WWE is doing this little, you know, see Easter eggs. See if you saw it. See if you pay attention to it. You know, there's always something happening in the background, like every segment. And that's the funny part. You can't take your eye off the show, even when they're not in the ring, even when they're doing interviews in the back, because there's always something happening. Always is showing something. Something is popping up. Something is here. So we don't know, like always something connecting to something else. You know, everything is giving a little bit of a hint. If you put all the segments together, you know, something could happen. Yeah, but I don't know what's going on with Mike. This is annoying. So I'll let you guys keep going with this because this is getting annoying.
I'm interested to see. Well, there's two things that I'm interested that we haven't spoken about. The first one is Andrade is still talking to Rhea Ripley in the background. And I think it just came to me now, given what happened on Raw with Dom and Ray. I think Rhea might be recruiting Andrade to do something in a Dom versus Ray rematch or whatever's going to happen with them two. I think that's where that might be going. And the other thing I'm interested to see how it evolves is this Sami Zayn and Chad Gable partnership that's evolving, where Sami's got the physical ability to beat Gunther. He just needs the mental ability. He just needs flick that switch inside his brain to believe and just refocus and do things differently to get to Gunther. Because whilst I said I wasn't going to give you my predictions for WrestleMania, I'll give you this one. I think Sami Zayn's going to take Gunther's title at WrestleMania. So that's two things. I'd like to hear your guys' opinions on both those things that I just said.
Oh man, I don't know. I don't necessarily think that's going to happen. Good call. I don't know. I can't see Sami Zayn taking Gunther's title, man. I don't know. That's a tough one to call. Shit, it could happen. I don't know.
Let me tell you why. Gunther drops the title at Mania. Then it'll be like Gunther Zayn in Berlin, or where Gunther at the PLE and Gunther gets the title back, wins it back in his home country.
Ooh, I forgot about that. And you're probably right. Yeah. Good call. That would be the best way to give it back to him. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Look, in my opinion, I don't think he's going to drop the title. I think the fact that we got Chad Gable hoping Sami Zayn is just to keep Chad Gable in the story with Gunther, because he loses. I'll say Gunther will win against Sami Zayn, and then he could Gunther go up to Chageo and say, hey, you tried to help him and you made it worse, you know? You no one. What are you doing? You know? You stop this. You no one. And you stop building up again this story with the two that he will go eventually to SummerSlam and give Chad Gable the title, you know? Keep Gunther winning, man. At the moment, Gunther doesn't need to drop the title unless it's against Chad Gable, because that's the only story that's been matter so far. That's the only story that actually makes sense in the story they've been building up for a while. That's what they brought Chad Gable back into this story.
And we lost him.
And we've lost him.
My voice is going back and forth.
And he's back.
I think my audio is still going on. I'm talking to you guys. I think my audio is still going to come up in the recording anyways. But let's wrap it up. We got 8 minutes left. I think we didn't talk about Becky Lynch, you know, punching Dom to the next.
Beautiful.
Fucking Sami Zayn is Bronson Reed, Max Dupree against Candice LeRae. Candice LeRae going heel. Ricochet against Jay McDougal. With so much we got left behind, you know. But let's wrap it up a little bit because we got a few minutes left. And let's jump into the WrestleVerse, man. What do you got for us this week?
Oh, man. Talking about Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn. We've been talking about these guys. I've been watching a lot of the old school Ring of Honor matches, and I've got a really, really good one here, a ladder match from Ring of Honor Final Battle 2012. And this match is Kevin Steen, as he was known then, Kevin Owens, versus El Generico. Now, if for those people who don't know who El Generico is, a masked wrestler, it is the one and only Sami Zayn. So watch this match. Absolute brutality at its best. These guys have been going at it for absolute years. Look for this match. Kevin Steen versus El Generico Ladder War, Ring of Honor Final Battle 2012.
Hey, and you know what? Put that up as well. What we spoke about before. That Swerve Strickland and Hangman Page
thing on the
chat. That was brutal, man. That was fucking brutal.
I'll put that up as well.
I'm gonna put that one as well. I'll just put the Generico one. I can't believe he used to call himself Generico. It's so funny.
I know, right? It's hilarious.
It's hilarious. But Generico against KO in this ladder match when he was in the Ring of Honor as KO, you know, as champion as well. So that's a big bonus in all this. But yeah, great fucking... Great Raw. We can't wait to what happened this week in SmackDown, man. Fuck, it's going to end up the same as Raw. Just as brutal, we hope, because he's just getting absolutely better. Netflix is going to get a bargain right now. This fucking loving Netflix. Can't wait till this shit goes to Netflix, man, because in Netflix, there's no breaks. You've seen the last few shows, the things I've been in, there's no breaks on that crap, man. So Netflix is going to be even better because also no ads. So that's going to make it even better. No ads on this shit, so we will be able to see a full, you know, segment of WWE without any ads, without nothing. So it's going to be fucking great, you know, guys. And just like that, we're getting to the end of Lucha HSP. Fuck, we're talking about AEW. We went too deep into what happened in Raw. Welcome to the violence era, the new attitude era for WWE. Anything to say, guys, before we go?
The lines are blurred. The lines are blurred and they're blurred with blood. That's all I've got to say.
Absolutely. Looking forward to what's happening on SmackDown this week. And hey, AEW is doing some good things. So yeah, great wrestling all around.
Yeah, great wrestling all around. So guys, we leave you with some words from the one and only Voice of Violence before we go.
Pro wrestling's back. It's back the way we love it. It's back the way we have always loved it, the way we knew it was going to come back. Once they got rid of the old man, once they put the legend, the master, the cerebral assassin in charge, Triple H, we knew this was going to come. We just didn't know how good it was going to be. I'm excited, man. It's I feel like that little kid again that used to stay up on a Tuesday night, even though I was a school night till 10:30 to watch Rock and Wrestling on Channel 10. I feel like that kid that would wait 5 hours to watch a single wrestling match on a Saturday afternoon that they showed during Wild Water Sports. Man, I'm just it's taking me back, and I love it. And I know you two guys feel the same, and I know a lot of wrestling fans feel the same. And wrestling's cool again. Not that it was ever not cool, but non-wrestling fans are saying, you know, pricking their ears up and saying, hey, what's going on here? Is The Rock back in wrestling? Yes, mm-hmm. The Rock's back. Watch the product, watch wrestling, or get left behind. And that's the bottom line, because the voice of violence said so.